Creator, intending for the Creator. Number 7,
from Shamati 209, three conditions in prayer. Bala Sulam says there are three conditions in the prayer. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries. Still, is the Lord's hand waxed short from saving him? If not, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. 2, he no longer has any counsel, that he has already done all that he could, but saw no cure to this plight. 3, if he does not help him, he will better be dead than alive. Prayer is the loss in the heart. The more he is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who is sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he stands and begs for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
We see that there is this scrutiny before the prayer, and all of these three conditions must exist in the person. And in order for them to exist, there can be also a prayer for him to realize, why do we pray, whom do we pray to, what is the force of the prayer, what should be the form of the prayer, that what can he achieve or not achieve through the prayer, how can he be rid from his thought that he can do it by himself, and not to turn to the Creator, rather to maybe a different boss or to the group. In short, to ask for forces that he should have versus asking for the group, because maybe the group doesn't need it, and it seems to him that he's the only one who needs it, so then he has to pray to the Creator that he will give him something. There are many, many discernments here, and a person should scrutinize all of them. So there is what to think about. But again, the prayer towards the Creator through the group is actually the entire spiritual action we have. No questions? Good. Okay, go ahead and ask.
Antonio from Spain is asking, what is the relation between the role of the brain and the heart in prayer?
Both of them must be there. You can say, what is their role? As usual, with the mind and heart, but only with respect to the prayer. Again, our work is in the prayer, in turning to the Creator. If I do something which is not a prayer, or somehow trying to organize the prayer, that is, we go out to disseminate, we study, we connect, we have meals, we have all of those things, they must all be aimed towards a prayer, that we will have a deficiency. What is a prayer? The revelation of the deficiency from below, an awakening from below, from the side of the created being towards the Creator. That's everything. And everything is attained only through the force of the prayer. If we raise the right deficiency, then from above there is the action of the light. It changes the desire. There is nothing else that can change the desire. And other than the desire, there's nothing else to change in reality. Within the desire, we see reality. If the desire changes, we see a change in reality. So we depend on the light, and to influence the light is called a prayer. Raising man, a deficiency. This is clear?
No.
Well, let's hear you, Moshe.
He says that he described the state where a person, as if he's sentenced to death, and just have to execute him. So I tried to depict that state. It really has to be that a man wants to love the friends so badly, and then he prays. I can imagine a state that you're sentenced to death, and how a person probably prays. His whole beast is shaking up. But this description is true. That's, I have to read such a prayer for the friends that I want to love them so bad? Or is it just like, kind of like a
description? No, it's not just a depiction. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, there's no such thing as just a description.
So that's a question.
No, for sure not.
So how can you reach such a...
You can reach it if you give up all of your will to receive, which is called your life, in those desires, in order to reach any state which is better than that. What? You can't imagine a state that you can simply finish your life, that you're willing to get rid of your life? What are you looking at me for?
What do you mean, get rid of life?
Can you imagine for yourself a state where you are willing to die?
Just like that? Ready to die?
Or for $1 million, or what do you mean?
I'm not ready.
I understand, because how will I enjoy that money? I understand that, but here it's a matter of life following the corporeal death. Can you imagine that something like that is possible?
Yes.
No, that's it. One who wants to live must put himself to death. And the spiritual life is inside of the society, and death means the corporeal death within man's ego. So a person is happy by putting himself to death, because by that he rises to the spiritual life, life inside of the group, as much as it may sound, but that's how it is. It's not that we finish our beastly life. We're not talking about our beast at all. We're talking about the fact that I don't want to live inside of my desire. It is killing me. It's all the evil within me. And it exists only in order for me to get rid of it. Well,
so a person needs to reach such a state that he's just praying for...
This is called that you get to know your evil inclination, that it is evil, an inclination, it's a desire. This desire is bad for me, I want to get out of it, I want to get rid of it. There are such desires that you say, no, I still want to enjoy those ones, let them be. And there are others where you say, no, with those desires I have to get rid of them. How can I do it? So activate a prayer on them at least. But again, why do you want to get rid of them? They are not allowing you to get closer to the group and through the group to be sold to the Creator, in order to give Him contentment, not in order to gain something yourself. Here there is work.
The question is I have to reach such an inner pressure, I can get there alone, or
even with 1 gram, try to think, how can you give up your ego with 1 gram? Not in order to gain, instead of one ego, a second ego, but instead to cut off it, cut off your heart like that with the scissors, to cut it off, and I don't want to enjoy that ever again. Well, we need to think about such exercises and a prayer.
So there are exercises like that?
With the scissors.
So scissors is simple, if there are such exercises.
Exercises are inside of the person. I don't know, these exercises are inside of the person. But again, we're not talking about the corporeal life, eat, sleep, and get some rest. We're talking about, how shall I put it? This is about the concession, giving up in the importance. What's the most important thing that should be before me all the time? The Creator or myself? This is called myself, meaning Pharaoh. Who is on the top? So think about it more and more. Who determines my actions, my intentions, my thoughts? That's all of the work of the Creator. What are we dealing with?
But upon which desires? On every, each and everything, doesn't it matter what, whatever I do in life, do I put the Creator as the cause, the reason for this thought, what I said, my deed? Instead of the Creator, imagine the group. if you want to check if it's the Creator or you. So instead of the Creator, see the group. Then, for sure, you won't make a mistake.
As an example, let's say there is a lesson. I need to check, why did I come to the lesson? What for? For them or for myself?
Yes,
and a meal and everything?
Yes.
Let's say when I go to a congress, why am I going, right?
Yes, of course.
And this is the test? How does it have to do with the scissors that you mentioned before? What am I cutting off here?
Cut? No, it's a different way to check. We'll talk about it. Tzvika.
I've been listening for 2 hours and just telling myself,
an hour and a half,
my whole life I'm just praying and I'm not getting any answers. So who am I praying to exactly? And why
really?
Am I not getting an answer?
Come on, tell him, come on, where's my... This is a prayer and this is my reward.
No, I mean it. I constantly fight with him and not getting anything. So what is going on here?
As usual, what do you want? He has no heart.
What is the true prayer, then? What should I really do?
Oh, so now you're asking, I'm probably not praying correctly.
Really?
That's something else, okay. In every place you come to some serious organization, they tell you, you want to turn to us? Fill this form out. Then you start filling up the form according to what the organization determined that is important to know, what your request is about, and so on. So here, please, you have to know how to fill up the form. Yep.
The whole world prays, not only us.
Nobody is praying.
What do you mean, nobody?
Nobody is praying.
Look what's happening in the world. Everybody's sitting and praying.
Oh, they're sitting and praying. Oh, I don't know if they're sitting or standing. I don't care about that.
What's the difference?
Obviously, they're praying. You have millions sitting in Tibet and India and all kinds of places or churches or synagogues or whatever. Every person prays. Even a beast constantly prays because prayer is from the will to receive, that wants to receive more. And there's no answer about those prayers. No answer. I don't understand. Let's say I awaken some deficiency in your heart, and you, from that deficiency, you cry out. So when I awaken that deficiency in your heart, I don't know you're going to cry out from it. I do. I don't know how you're going to cry out. I also know. So what do I have from that? I awaken a deficiency in you, not in order to hear your cry back. I'm awakening a deficiency so you can process that cry into the correct one. Then it's called prayer. The fact that I poked you and you go, ah, I knew you were going to say that. That's why prayers, they're not called prayers. Prayer is raising man, mei nukbin, when malchut, from that poke, from that bad desire, from that pain that the Creator awakened, she processes it and wants to reach Binah. That's why it's called Mei Nukbin. Maim is Nuk is water, and Maim Binah, and Nukba is Malchut. When Malchut wants to reach Binah, otherwise it doesn't come to the Creator.
Is there a possibility to know if my prayer is answered? Is there a possibility to recognize that?
If you pray correctly?
Yes. We asked you, what is the right prayer?
I'm now telling you, if you activate man, you get meitchurin back.
Can you explain what you just said?
Duchurin means from above. So you get an answer from above that is closed precisely in your correct request from below. If it's correct, there's light in it. The Creator, before He awakens the pain in you, He already prepares that package, what to give you. If you ask correctly and get it.
So what is the right request? That's what I'm trying to get to understand.
So it all depends on you, the correct request. That's raising man. Oh, Jose, reflected light.
No, practically, simply, what is the right request?
That I'm asking the Creator to help me connect to the group, to pray for the group, in order for the group to be prepared to reveal the place where the Creator can be revealed in and enjoy. That is what I'm asking of Him. Help me do such an action. And then, please, I get an answer. What do I get? I get the force to build in practice, to build a place where He can reveal Himself.
I understand it. What did I get out of it?
Well,
no, really, really. All in all, I mean, we want to have fuel. So what do I get in the end?
Fuel is something else. What I got of it? I got out of it that the Creator is clothed in a deficiency that I have raised to Him, that I have revealed Him. Said another hour and a half.
But we're talking about equivalence of form, that suddenly I realize that there is equivalence of form with Him as a result of the prayer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, of course. You are receiving His revelation. In what? In the vessels of the entire world. You have caused it.
So the prayer is a very long one. It takes years. It's not a short prayer.
It's enough to pray your whole life, and by that maybe cause 1 gram of revelation of the Creator to all His created beings. If you appreciate Him, you value Him, you have no problem with that.
A different question. The prayer itself, everybody asks that the prayer itself, what you're saying every morning, etc., does it help in my practical life in my daily life?
As much as your life is organized towards Gemar Tikkun, so obviously prayer helps in everything. In everything. It organizes your life because your connection with the Creator starts. That's what determines the whole process. Your whole motion through life. If you succeed or not in all kinds of places, you see yourself succeeding in every state because you, with your prayer, are actually in a intensifying revelation of the Creator. And then, if you remember the article, Revelation and Concealment of the Creator, then you can see that the people that are in connection with Him in revelation, so they see success in everywhere they are, and how they're in such a wonderful society, and they're healthy and happy and everything. Why? Because the Creator is revealed. What does that mean? They're activating the request towards Him correctly. Everything is for Him to be revealed for everybody in order to bestow. And then you have everything. But this is in new vessels already, in vessels of bestow.
8. Bala Sulam says in letter 57, there is no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as one feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole. Because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the low will see, etc. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole, and he is granted by his generous hand.
And obviously, the more he advances, so he feels even lower, even more in despair, until he becomes Shimon Mashuk, Shimon from the market, and so on, until he wants to burn the friends, he wants to erase the Creator, more and more, and he's not excited by that. What does it? I mean, he really is. He falls. It's all true. But he rises and corrects the state. He understands it's all for his benefit, and obviously everything also depends on his environment. As much as in the force of Alvut they can hold him, and he fills their batteries. So when he won't have any inner force or mind or feeling or forces, he'll take from society in advance. And a person has to understand that when he's in a descent, he has zero forces, no desire, nothing. He's cruel and despaired, and not only in despair, but sorry for everything that was there. Why did I get into this? And curses everything out, and then gradually gets up. As we see in examples like the Baal Shem Tov, and awakens and keeps going. That's why, as he said, there is no better state and no happier state in a man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is happy. From despair, from total despair that he knows nothing and has nothing and only darkness up ahead, that is a new degree. That's a new degree. Now everything depends on society. He fills his batteries there, and then he can get energy from there and keep going. He didn't fulfill them, nothing to go ahead. Because the prisoner can't save himself from prison. Yes.
Hello. How does a person know what is the difference between the despair that comes out of his own strength when he's not connected to the group and despair that comes out of his forces when he is connected to the group?
Very nice question. It's a good question. If a person's despair comes and he's connected to the group, that despair comes for one moment, just like that. It comes and he starts awakening. If the despair comes not through the group, not in a state when he's connected or not connected enough, then that despair keeps going, and during that despair a person pays a lot by not being connected enough to the group because he didn't pay for it in suffering. Until that suffering compensates the lack of the correction, the lack of the connection in somewhat, and a person starts getting forces. But again, the turnaround is the same. It still comes from the environment. The Creator works in each and every one of us through society. Even if there's a person not connected to everybody, he still's connected through the chain of Kabbalists all the way till Bnei Baruch, maybe to even a few more groups. Let's say if there are, even though I didn't recognize any other groups yet that work in this direction, in connection, like us. And still, even a person just lonely somewhere, he still gets it from that general system. Moscow.
Rav, we would like to scrutinize something else now. We say that to ask of the Creator, it doesn't matter what for. Well, we're talking about light, that the light will come and correct it. So Denise is asking, what is this light that reforms in the context of the prayer?
What do you mean not important to ask for what? I didn't understand that.
No, I didn't say it this way. We asked about the light that reforms in the context of a prayer. Dennis was asking, what does it mean? He wants to scrutinize it. There is a Creator, there is a light. What does it mean to ask for it?
To ask means that I'm using... Wait, let's say I'm pushing the gas pedal on my car. That isn't called that I'm asking, that I'm requesting. When I'm pushing a button, it doesn't mean I'm requesting. I'm activating my desire and getting a response. What is a request? It's a desire. I just have to be responsible. What I want with this desire, who am I turning for? What is the result I want? That's my prayer. Meaning we're always praying. Revealing a deficiency is called prayer. But there's also a regular prayer, also animals pray it, also humans, that we want to keep living in the next moment, breathe, exist in awareness and also subconsciously. And except for that, we also activate our desire to things that aren't even in our desire. How? By the environment, by the light that reforms, by the spark within me. Look at the systems here that are completely different than the rest of our life. The spark in me, the environment, and the light that reforms, I activate a completely different system from usual. There's a beast here. Well, here, a person, man. He works through a deficiency. He has a question. And receives from the Creator an answer, a response from the Creator. In each and everything in life, every cell, every still vegetative, animate, and speaking, all those four discernments in this beast work in this way. Except for the beast, there's a soul, a part of divinity from above, a point in the heart. We can activate this point only through the group. And then we turn to the Creator. Because here, through this group, we're in equivalence of form to the Creator. This is the whole difference. And then, this is also written in Hebrew, neshama, a soul. And this is behema, beast. This is the group. So it's two different systems. My body is working in a regular way. But what does it mean I'm working? That I have a deficiency here. This is all of creation, a desire, a deficiency. Obviously, I'm working and raising man, if I can say that. But, well, let's say this is just a request. A request that I want. Every baby, everyone wants. My cell, my organ, the whole body. This is how nature works. And then nature asks for a life force from nature. Meaning the prayer, this is what I'm trying to say, this is the main part. Prayer is a response and the action in every created being, in a stone, in a tree, in a beast, and in man. It is always prayer. To who? To the life force, the sustaining force, to the force that gives birth, to the Creator. So, this exists, and we have no question about it. This is our life. Nobody's even asking about that. That's automatic. That's how it works. What we need to do together is build a second system. The second system doesn't exist in our world. This is from the point in the heart. Which is the beginning of our soul. that we turn to the group. What is the group? Where we can reach equivalence of form with the Creator. Otherwise, He won't hear and we won't hear. We won't organize ourselves correctly. And then we turn to the Creator. From the Creator, we receive again through the group equivalence with it. We get the response. But we don't get a response into here. I want to erase this here. We are here. I supposedly move myself into here. And I receive by integrating in the group, that's where I receive. That is the difference. Obviously, the difference is in raising man. Raising man. And in receiving mat, that I receive it in the connection with the others in a mutual vessel. Not like in the individual vessel is a beast. So this is what we're building. This work, when we build this, this work is called the work of the Creator. That's it. This is what we do. And this is where we have to concentrate. So there's a new observation of a new system, a new activator, how we activate it. Avodat Hashem, the work of the Creator. Okay. Yes, Moshe.
I want to understand if I understand correctly what is the right prayer. When I'm willing to come here, to sit here for another 20 years, and someone else, I don't know, maybe in Thailand, he'll get the revelation of the Creator. And I only ask for fuel to come here and sit.
You're not demanded to do that. You come here in order to find the place that the Creator has brought you to. He brought you here and said, take this, integrate in them. Find your future, your individual future, by integrating in them generally. Let Thailand go and all that. That's not serious. That's just vague. You need to see this concrete matter that you are integrating in society, and the society becomes your soul. You want to reach the soul? Please. Not otherwise. You won't find it.
So I come here
in order to integrate in your soul. And whatever you see, friends, faces, you don't even want to recognize them, you don't want to look at them, that is your soul. That's how it's presented to you, towards your ego, that you will be disgusted by it.
And I will feel that the Creator is revealed in them?
You won't feel it, because it's against your ego. How can you feel that they're nice and beautiful and special? You'll feel the opposite, that you don't even want to be with them. Later on, throughout time, you'll start realizing their greatness, their uniqueness, and it takes time. In the beginning, you're indifferent, then you hate them, then in times like this, times like that. But you know that this is your soul, period. In the end, the whole world's going to be your soul. But for now, you were given a part of the world, which is your 10, where you need, if you integrate in them, you'll start feeling that you're integrating in your soul. That's where you're encountering the Creator. If I convince him, one more, yes.
The whole of creation is managed according to the blue diagram, that we constantly ask of the Creator and the Creator responds. That's the natural process.
Yeah, also He does it naturally, also we, there's no matter in this.
We're trying to develop the red system that you were drawing before.
Those who have a point in the heart.
Can you again repeat, what is the essential difference between them? It seems like it's the same thing. Again, we're asking, we get a response from the Creator.
What are you asking for? To get rid of your nature and to acquire a new nature of the Creator. How you acquire His nature? By integrating in society. Society is like a laboratory where you have to integrate in order to acquire the nature of the Creator. That's where you meet. What does the Creator say? I came and there's no one. I'm here in society that I organize. Where are you? Okay.
Holland.
Holland.
Вопрос от голландской группы. Есть ли такое понятие, как групповое отчаяние? Что делать?
What is it? A despair of the group. Again, from the Holland group. Is there a term called a group despair? What should we do if we feel that? How should we ask from the Creator to find the sorrow of divinity?
Why is what you feel not the sorrow of divinity? You feel despair. Are you connected amongst yourselves? If you're connected, then you feel the sorrow of divinity. The whole group being in despair is a very beautiful thing. But you see, you're in a bigger group. They come and awaken you. They invite you to a convention. You're participating in the lesson. You are in a state that you are dragged behind this big group. And that's how the Creator is arranging it. The big group, and each group falls and rises, and then it falls again and rises again. And that's how it is, like waves in the sea. And that's how we advance. Now your question is, we are in despair. Do you know how to come out of the despair? Start to think that through your work, you are causing good to the group in, let's say, I don't know where, let's say in Turkey. Now, between Holland and Turkey, there's something going on, it seems to me. Yeah, Europe and Turkey, so that's it. So, specifically, as an example there. So start to think how you are going to do good, how you want to awaken specifically the friends that are in Turkey by you being down. Write them a letter, say something to them. Start and you'll see how much you belong to one body and each depends on the others. That's it. But if you're isolating yourselves from the others and think that you are already in a descent and despair and so on, it's because you have no circulation of the life of the light of life inside, because you're not connected to everyone. Connect and you'll see what's there. Okay, I see that the lesson is not ending, but it's good. Prayer is, that's how it needs to be. Monterrey was there, I think. No? Well, please.
Gracias. Esto, Rab, de que nosotros estamos trabajando en ese sistema rojo. ¿Qué puedo hacer? ¿Cómo puedo?
The fact that when we are working in this red system, how can I ask for the friends and to tell them that they're part of it, that only this matter that they're here with us right now, it's so important in this red system you illustrated. Is this my perception, or this is the real state we are having? How can I give importance to the friends at this moment?
He's a smart guy. He's asking it nicely. Is it real or not? Is it my personal perception that seems to me that way, or is it really so? We cannot differentiate between this and that for the time being, between that which appears and what it really is. That's why we were given the force of the group. We need to incorporate inside it, and to go like that with our eyes shut. What we decide, we all, and that's it. I can't say it any other way. What did he ask exactly? In addition, maybe I didn't understand it. Can you repeat it? Roberto, ask again.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You answered the question. It's exactly that. It's the perception that right now I can tell the friends they're so great, and now we're in the hands of a great teacher, a great group, a great worldly. Thank you.
And a friend like you. This man has been with us for a long time, really. Many despairs he's been through, and nevertheless, I felt many descents on him, and yet he's loyal. Vilnius. Well,
Rav, истинная просьба, истинная молитва зависит от глубины отчаяния.
The real prayer depends. Does the real prayer depend on the depth of the despair?
Yes, but it depends more on the greatness of the Creator in our eyes, in as much as we can develop His greatness. And the greatness of the Creator can't be any more than the greatness of the friends. Meaning the true prayer is something we can establish from 0 to 100%. Really, I'm amongst the friends, we hate each other, we don't want, and we start to talk, and with the materials, the source materials, we start to awaken ourselves to connection, to an impression, the importance of the Creator, how we can reveal Him to bring Him contentment. We can do all of that. We can start and end, and then come to the real, right prayer. Moscow.
We have questions for a full lesson. That's only from Moscow, and there are also questions from other groups. So what is a prayer in thought? What is a prayer in speech? And what is a prayer in deed?
In spirituality, we have such degrees. In our world, there is such a thing also. The prayer in speech and deed and in thought. In the spiritual partsuf, it's the intention in the rosh, the intention in the toch, and the intention in the sof. That's how we need to divide it. The intention in the fact that I receive from the previous partsuf and adhere to it, the intention that I'm begetting the next partsuf and maintaining it, and that's how all of this is called prayer, meaning all the different forms of connections. We talked about the fact that it's the operating of the deficiency, just like here, I wrote it, yes? This deficiency here, this deficiency in the beast. So it is all from that deficiency. It's all from the desire. The fact that the desire is aimed towards the Creator in order to reach the purpose of creation, that's our prayer. The deficiency that is not directed towards that is the deficiency on the degree of the beast. It also acts. How do we slowly, slowly come to that true prayer and to the group and all that? Because we're mixing the beastly prayer with a spiritual prayer in some manner. Because we're engaged in books, we even learned the fact that there's the creator's workers and there's the creator workers that are without, how did we say it? And that is called not from their reason, from their opinion. So we advance that way too, and until we enter that level. Okay, so they're finished with their thing. Yes.
Sergei from Dnieper. A prayer is expressed in actions in a group. What are the right actions to perform as an expression for the prayer?
First of all, the greatness of the Creator, that He is responsible and He is capable and He's must, and He did and prepared everything that we have, that He is above us, wrapping us all, caring for all the thoughts, all the desires, this moment that I'm doing like this with my hands, this moment that I'm talking like this way to you, those of you who hear, it's all His actions. From where are the actions not ours? In the true prayer that we want for Him to change us. That's the only independent action. Other than that, it is all being operated. I am first and I am last, it said. Well, let's go to 8, yes? 9. Okay.
Bala Sulam in letter 57 says, it is written, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but doesn't have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. And each day and each moment, he must start anew, as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then, the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were whole, as they should be, and this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer and only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
Read it again.
I'm going to read excerpt 9 again from Bala Sulam, letter 57. It is written, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but doesn't have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. And each day and each moment, he must start anew, as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then, the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their work. This is why their sigh and prayer were whole, as they should be, and this is why their cry went up. since the Creator hears the prayer and only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
Questions about that? There are none. What form of despair, I'm asking, what form of despair does there need to be in order to give a true prayer? From what do I need to be despaired of exactly? Do I need to be despaired from, oh, I'm not strong enough, I'm not wise enough, I'm not in control enough, I'm not, well, all kinds of successes. What am I despaired of? What am I missing in my will to receive for me to be despaired? Is there such a thing? But rather, I am despaired from attaining the desire to bestow. Yes? Yes. How will I be despaired from attaining of the desire to bestow specifically? How? Bestow. What's the problem? The ability to despair, to bestow.
Ken Monterey.
Yes, Monterey.
La pregunta es, ¿qué determina?
The question is, what will determine that a prayer is whole? What factor will determine
a complete deficiency? What does that mean? That from all my systems, from all my deficiency that is revealed to me as a deficiency, I want to acquire upon it the intention in order to bestow. To bestow in order to bestow. At least Bina. So in my whole desire, I want to be in bestowal. Another prayer, the Creator doesn't hear. The mechanism works. The Creator is a mechanism. It's nature. God. It's a system. And it doesn't hear this system. It doesn't understand or accept the response or the signal from me. It doesn't receive it if it's not directed exactly to that which it needs to be. This system is meant in order to supply the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal. And if I don't ask for the force of bestowal, it doesn't give it because it's meant for this. That's it. It's very simple. And therefore, it works out that I'm crying for one thing, the system is arranged in order to give me another thing, and we don't understand that we're in disconnect from each other. That's what's happening. Meaning there needs to be in me, on my behalf, a prayer not to receive something from above and not even to receive the force of bestowal, but to understand how to pray for the force of bestowal. That's considered the prayer prior to the prayer. Meaning how to address him. Until we know how to address the upper in that which he wants to hear from us, that's considered make your desire as his desire. And to make your desire as his desire, meaning for me to make my desire as his desire, for that too, I need to operate the prayer. And can I operate such a prayer for him to make my desire as his? Maybe to the contrary, maybe just not that. So I need to make a prayer prior to the prayer, prior to the prayer. How many such actions, requests in all kinds of ways can I do? I will never come to the prayer where I will ask from the Creator for me to have the desire to bestow. Never. What do we do? The friends. only the friends. If they will ask for me, they will do it for me. And I will want to ask for the force of bestowal, and the Creator will give me the force of bestowal. That's the Arvut. That's the Arvut. That's considered that one who's in captivity cannot save himself from that place. That's why without a society, it's just impossible, because you can't do an action. So you're completely, all of you, even though you're drawn from your point in the heart to the Creator, but you are completely the will to receive. That's why there can be no beginning for anything. You're brought to the group. Take it. You take this principle that the group can save you. Please work in such a way where they will save you. It's very, very serious. It's right beside us, and we don't want to take it. A person cannot operate man if the group doesn't work on him, doesn't obligate him. His requests are from the side of the beast and the system, this lower system that we drew here, where it's from the body towards the Creator. Why aren't they showing the diagram? And not from the side of the soul, but rather from the lower system. And we are constantly in this and are not changing. Only obligate myself to think that I am dependent on the group. That's it. In what? In my deficiency to turn to the Creator. I have no connection for the to the Creator. It's in the group, and it's not just in the there. It's in the middle between me and the Creator. That's how the group is there. But rather, it also gives me to start with. I didn't draw here in our work with the group. In the previous work that I'm working with the group, and the group is directing me, and then I start through it to turn to the Creator. The group arranges everything for me. Because we don't see this, but it's actually complete and it exists as complete. And the Creator is operating in it. We just like that talk about the fact that the Creator is standing behind the group as if he's standing behind a friend. That's kind of in order to not talk too much about that. But the group and the Creator already exist. It's a system that we simply need to reveal ourselves as existing there. In truth, we're also there. We just need to reveal it. Okay. Therefore, where are we? We finished 9. Let's do 10.
Bala Sulam says on letter 52, the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know at that time that the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows that, he pours his heart out even stronger. For there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said. The Creator longs for the prayer of righteous. Because the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in water, of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. it follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything.
Again,
excerpt number 10, Baal HaSulam says in letter 52, the measure of the Creator's listening depends precisely on the measure of the longing that appears during the saying of the prayer. When one feels excessive longing, he should know at that time that the Creator is listening to him attentively. Clearly, when he knows that, he pours his heart out even stronger. For there is no greater privilege than the King of the world being attentive to him. This is quite similar to what our sages said. The Creator longs for the prayer of righteous, because the Creator's desire for a person to draw near him awakens great power and longing in the person to crave for the Creator. For as in water of the face to the face, so the heart of man to man. It follows that the saying of the prayer and the hearing of the prayer go hand in hand until they accumulate to the full measure and he acquires everything.
That's how we advance slowly, slowly. Well, of course, we could say that we somehow read this topic. We talked about it a little. But we're missing here a deep, expanded workshop, which is something that we could absorb, receive this topic a little bit more. Well, let's hope we get there. Now let's start with Vilnius.
Mantas is Šiauliai спрашивает.
Mantas from Shaolai is asking, how to force the group to coerce me to pray?
That's a good question. That's like with the Creator, that we obligate him. Only with the group we can talk to them, we can bring them some kind of gifts, meaning to use the lower system, yes? Use the lower, this lower system in order to awaken the upper system. Until we have an upper system, until I'm in that and I don't know, I use the lower system. As I start and I come to the group and everything, I don't know about the group. I study, I have here the teacher instead of the Creator. I have here some people that are talking to me, kind of. I'm with them in some process. So that's how we need to do this. Until we start to discover these forms, these relationships, that we're basically just now starting to see what's in this, that the Creator is truly within the soul, inside the group. That, well, let's do it this way too. That the Creator is also inside here. Let's say, we'll say, I reveal everything that's in the group, also the Creator and the group. That's how we're all inside this. And that's how we come to correction, to the complete correction. Moscow.
Большой очень выбор. Раф, ну вот сейчас такой вопрос хотели бы задать.
So many questions. Okay, the question is, yesterday in the Yeshivat Chavarim we heard Gosha saying that from the Kiev group, 170 friends are registered for the Congress. We don't see them in the lesson. Now, I'd like to ask about these people. Why can't a person, as he sits in front of a computer, why can't he pray the way he should? Since the prayer has nothing to do with the bodies, the group is not the bodies.
I don't ask about that. I don't ask about that. I don't want to get into the individual engagements of a person, how much a person awakens him, moves him from home to a group and back. I am talking to the group, that the group needs to operate all its forces as much as possible on everyone together, and also at times on the individual. But again, it's the group. And a person who comes to the group, he brought himself. Maybe he can't more than that. I don't know. I don't go into the private business of people. Why yes, why not? Why he should obligate himself to get up and come in the middle of the night? A group must try to hold everyone together, just like a mother wants to hold all her children kind of besides her, by her. And whatever comes out, comes out. Meaning if we're in adhesion with all the friends that are with us and to the Creator, and we're also praying for all those friends that are for the time being outside of this circle of ours, and are already who knows where, then we also need to think about them, but not too much. Because the thought about the outside and the thought about the inside are basically two contradictive thoughts. We need to think about our inner force. Through it, we will also bestow upon them. The fact that all of a sudden, only from Kiev, 170 people register and there's altogether 15, 20 people in the group, that's not important to me. They're registering, that's fine. For the time being, they're here. Tomorrow they can join. I don't make such calculations. I make the calculations with the all in all. People who hear about what a person needs to do in this world. That's it. About what he needs to do in this world, which is called the Creator's work. Our connection with the upper world. By which we can only that way change the world. If he hears a little or he awakens himself somehow in the general system, all the rest depends on him. The Creator is bringing him to the good place. I have to help him incorporate and make a connection with the pipeline of light. That's it. What more can you do? Also with us here, are sitting here before me, maybe 3/4 of the people who usually belong to the group, even more. That's it. So what? It was like that with Rabash. It's always like that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is really, really not for everyone. But rather, each comes, checks himself, and distances, and gets closer according to how he has that balancing feeling between what's in his heart and what's not. Yes, Moscow.
Можно уже задание на день озвучить или еще вопросы можно?
Can we talk about the daily mission or one more question?
Vilnius.
Раф, мы вас хотим порадовать. Вчера мы провели вводную лекцию.
We'd like to make you happy. We had an introductory lecture in Kaunas. It's a town not so big, but 10 people came and 9 of them have registered to study. We're sure it's from the connection between us.
Kaunas is a very difficult city. If they registered 9 from 10, then really that's great. I know Kaunas. I was there. I know the people there. Congratulations.
Question. How does dissemination help us build the right prayer?
We don't know how that happens, but as much as I go out to disseminate and catch viruses, desires from others, I am incorporated from them. It's nevertheless belonging to my soul. And there's some awakening in them, so that's why it's worthwhile for me to be with them. It's not that I need to open myself towards them. because they are still in an incorrected state. But nevertheless, I need to be concerned with bringing them closer to the truth, because the soul is one and it's general. But our going out to the broad public really helps a person in all the forms to advance in every way. First of all, I recommend to think about the fact that I'm going to keep the desire of the Creator that the time has come and He wants to be revealed, this upper force, in all of the creatures. And then I operate as His representative that is trying to explain to them what the method of getting closer of the creatures to the Creator and the Creator to the creatures is. It's all in our hands. And, well, let's hear from Moscow, the Daily Task. I'm sorry, Holland. Yes, last question, Holland. Holland.
A
question from the Holland group. When the Creator hears us, for us it's such a tremendous joy. And this joy is something we have to pass on to the 99%. So it turns out that we are the messengers of joy in a ship of despair.
Right. It's very nice to talk that way, that you're bringing them good things. You're not lowering them, but rather you're raising them as much as we can be big and good in our achievements and everything and all that there is that is good. That's how we need to talk. What do we have in our hand? That you're bringing them a means for good life, truly. Well, Moscow, let's hear. Moskva.
Да, значит, задание. Все десятки остаются
для урока
на несколько минут для того, чтобы принять себя.
All the tens remain in place for a few minutes after the lesson in order to accept themselves as a perfect ten, and they build a common prayer, trying to find the way to realize the prayer in action for the group during the day.
No. Moscow. I don't think that that's good after the lesson. I don't know if people can remain or not. Do it before the lesson, before the end of the lesson. Now you have 20 more minutes, or what, 15 minutes? Do it here and now. What do you want to pass to everyone? Do it now so that they will think about it and talk about it now. That's best. Beyond the lesson, I can't hold people here. They need to go and start their days. My limit is until the end of the lesson. I am not the boss beyond that. So please, tell them what they need to do. Please, right now.
We should all think in what way we can utilize the common prayer for the group during the day.
How throughout the day we're operating a common prayer. That's it?
For the group.
For the group. To the Creator. Meaning every person prays to the Creator for the group throughout the day. Yes? Talk about it. How are you intending to be in that, to keep it, to observe it? How is it possible to be in that?
He added that it has to be a common prayer.
A common prayer throughout the day, well, how could that be? So that we will all the time be in the prayer. The fact that the prayer is common, that's for sure. But what in the corporeal sharing, it can't be. The prayer can only be under the condition that I am praying for the group, for the group to be connected to the Creator. Yes? I pray through the group to the Creator, for the Creator to connect to the group. Just like we drew this here. Yes? Just as it's drawn here. I pray to the group, to incorporate in the group, in order to bestow to the Creator, so that the Creator will be revealed in the group. Eventually, here in the group, everything occurs. Here in the group, everything transpires. I am included there, all the friends are included there, and the Creator is included there. That's the place. It's called Shechina, divinity. The Creator is the dweller. We are the parts of it, what we call Bnei Hechala. And it's all happening here. That's what we need to think about. It's really a nice and good question, and that's the only thing that we need. So good luck. Talk about it a few minutes.
How to
make it that every prayer will pray for the group during the day?
אני לא יודע.
I don't know.
תגיד אתה.
Maybe you should say.
כן, זאת באמת השאלה העיקרית שיש לנו.
That's really the main question we have. I think that if we kind of ask ourselves this question all the time throughout the day, then we're starting to think, what does it mean to pray to the Creator? What is the Creator? To what prayer he is going to reply? And what is the group? How do I need to look at it so that I will be able to connect to the Creator? These thoughts, even each time in some different angle of this question, there are several angles that you could look at it. This is actually the engagement in this throughout the day, gives us the force for it.
I would also add that it all depends on me. Your success in this mission depends on me. And if we can have such an attitude between each and every one of us, that the force of the thought will help us do it. The Creator actually will help us do it. And this is the second point. Not to forget that the Creator is there in our demand, so that we won't try to do it ourselves, not to be embarrassed of asking Him to be the guardian, guarding us to ask.
I don't know what to suggest practically so much, what we can do so that we don't forget. But the direction that Itai and Niv said was right. On one hand, each of us needs to feel like it depends on him and only on him. And on the other hand, he can hold on to this thought only to the extent in which the others are also thinking about it. Practically, maybe I would recommend to add maybe every hour a reminder, maybe more, I don't know.
Yeah, we can take a task to try to speak during the day and to see how we are managing with this task during the day. And to send reminders, to be very focused regarding that exactly. How to make sure every friend is praying for the group during the day. To bug each other during the day.
That's the task of our life. To exit ourselves and think about the closeness of the friends to the Creator. So I would recommend two things. One is to rely on the Creator that from here we will do some covenant and ask Him to help us. On the other hand, don't rely on Him at all, because He doesn't usually prove Himself. And it's like we're alone in this boat. So let's use all the gas stations we have throughout the day, all the fuel stations throughout the day. We have several. We have from a certain obligation that we have towards the friends, all kinds of articles, and there's a few others. Even the fact that it's convenient and it doesn't work out, and all that. we will have to do some scrutinies about the friends. So let's add another fuel station in that level of internality. We will ask the Creator to help us think about each other, give him some place to be revealed, and then add what we can add.
Where did we get this task from? What group? Moscow. The Russians are so sophisticated. You have four tasks inside this one task. It's first to pray, then it's to the Creator. It's not to some pharaoh or boss or customer during the day. The third is, if you're praying, to remember not to pray for yourself. So pray for the group. And it's also not you, it's the friend. He's supposed to pray for the group. That's only from Moscow or Kiev can you get such a task. Yeah, you have to pray that it will happen.
Maybe we can use this round as a certain summation that we're doing about this day between us, that whatever is revealed, whatever goes through our head and our heart today, we will take as kind of like signs or ways to see what's going on today. I mean, we can pull out of this life kind of clues about what the Creator, the manager of reality, wants from us, how he wants for us to be precise in this work. If he chose us and brought us here, maybe he wants for us to do certain work. So let him explain what he wants. And he's explaining, and here we're summarizing that between us we'll do a covenant that will open our ears. And
seems to me that what he wants is to make sure that every friend will pray to the Creator during the day. That's what he wants. It's pretty focused, clear, surrounding. There are things that one has to do. He has to do it, even if he doesn't want to do it. He carries himself, he gets up and does it. So I think that every time we're reminded of this task, we have to take under account that just even if I don't feel like working, I'm going to work because I have a family to provide for. So I have a tent to provide for. Every time I think about it, it's as if I bring a customer in. I bring in money. Okay, friends, we're about to conclude. This evening at 6:30, we're going to have a live lesson with Rav Lightman, Zohar lesson. At this, we conclude. Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. We're all as one. The World Kabbalah Congress in Kiev, Ukraine. Friends, students from all over the world, you're all invited to the World Kabbalah Congress on March 24th through 26th in Ukraine. For details, you can find in Sviva Tova. Welcome to the Kabbalah campus. This week we're going to have lessons all over Israel. Admission is free. For details, 1-700-509-209. Now, let's sing a song.
במי זה תלוי, בהם או בך? את הקיר שלי ושלך, זה מה שאנחנו נבחר.